Yeah, I was. And it's good to talk to you, Joe. I just got back from Switzerland. I attended in Geneva, I attended the World Trade Organization's Forum on Trade. You know, trade is obviously a big issue for us now and with the tariffs, so it was a good forum to attend. And, you know, the one thing you got to, you know, as we visit with farmers throughout the world, you know, we're all in this the same boat together. We all just want to make a living, want to be able to make a profit and pay your bills. So, I mean, that part, you know, there's uniform consensus throughout the world. So it's interesting talking to them. Also, while I was over there during that, that's when the administration announced their renegotiation of the new NAFTA. And so that was, you know, interesting times there talking to some Canadian dairy farmers. They were pretty, you know, feeling like they got thrown under the bus. But you know, in the end, I guess, you know, we as Farmers Union, we agreed with the administration. We need to look at all these agreements and see if we can do them better. And, you know, we're glad that the NAFTA one is moving forward. You know, we don't, depending on how, we don't know all the details yet, but it looks, you know, we got a little bit more access on milk. That's probably the big one, and a little better deal on wheat, which the western states, Montana and North Dakota, affects them a little better. But all in all, you know, we got a little bit more access, but like on dairy, it's not going to make a big difference to our dairy farmers. It'll help some, but, you know, we really have to address the overproduction, basically. You know, we have to find more demand, you know, for our milk. It's nice to get a little more access into Canada, but Canada's such a small market for us, so it will help, but it's, you know, it's not going to turn the price around for our dairy farmers, which, you know, they really need that. They need a lot more movement on price, and, you know, this will help, but, you know, it's not the end. But the biggest thing, you know, we're glad that they've got renegotiated, but until we get the tariffs taken off, the steel and aluminum tariffs taken off, that's really holding us back, and that's the other part that really needs to happen to get that taken care of and remove them tariffs, because that's still the underlying problem that we have, as whether it's even on, you know, with the China agreement. You know, China's huge market for us, and that one's going to take a long time, and that unfortunately is really going to be detrimental the longer that takes to get that issue solved.
Now, Gary, when you're talking to other leaders from around the world, what is their perception on the U.S. in this situation? Are they trying to scratch their forehead saying, geez, what are you guys up to? Or are they understanding where we're coming from as well in this deal? What is that perception?
Well, I think there's a lot of scratching the foreheads, but as you talk to government leaders from around various countries around the world there, you know, and this is the part that's concerning to us, is they right now, they don't view the United States as a reliable trading partner. So that's the part that's concerning to us. We spent years building up these markets around the world, and, you know, now we're in danger of losing them. And that's, so, you know, we agree with the administration, we need to look at this stuff, but I guess the longer this drags out, it, you know, it could be causing long-term damage to our farmers. So I know the administration has said that, you know, it'll turn out better in the end, but if this drags on too long, you know, it'll turn out better, but, you know, what type of agriculture are we going to have left? You know, what type of, you know, how many farmers are going to be able to hang on if the longer this drags on? And that's our concern. We need to get it solved. We need to get to the table, and we need to negotiate and get this taken care of and get it taken off the table. And that's our, you know, I guess that's our message, that we need to, you know, take the politics out of it and work forward. You know, the one with China, I guess our concern is trying to do with China all by ourselves, that, you know, we would have been in a stronger position if we would have went there united with other countries around the world to try and take care of the China issues. And, you know, agriculture, we're just kind of getting thrown under the bus on this. There's a lot of other issues in intellectual property rights and that type of stuff that China's really, really not playing by the rules. But, you know, agriculture, we're kind of getting thrown under the bus under this whole deal, and that's our concern. The longer this drags on, the more damage it'll do. And then that's not only to the farmers, but to the rural communities. If this causes a few more farmers to get driven off the farm, that all shows back in your rural communities, and that's unfortunate. So it's very, you know, it's an important issue. It needs to get resolved.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us here on CASM Radio. And Gary, just looking within our own state borders here, I know recently some big news had that delegation from Taiwan coming to Minnesota, and they're announcing they're going to buy quite a few soybeans.
Yeah, that was good, and that's, you know, that's a positive, and that's what we have to do. And you know, Governor Dayton and the Ag Commissioner Frederickson, they initiated that process about 2 years ago. They started making some, you know, trade missions to Taiwan, and it accumulated with a nice trade or a nice agreement to buy soybeans from Minnesota and probably some from Iowa too. But if all of that would come from Minnesota, that's about, if everything they agreed to buy would all come directly from Minnesota, it'd be about half of our production. So that's a big thing, and that's one thing that the state can do. And, you know, I guess we got to appreciate the Governor Dayton's work and the Ag Commissioner Dave Frederickson's work on that, getting that done. So that definitely will help.
Gary, I know finally as well here in the next few weeks, we're going to have election time here in November. And, you know, many of these issues that we deal with statewide, I know you have mentioned many of times in the past when it comes to health care, when it comes to taxes, many of these issues continue to be unresolved here in our state.
Well, they do. And, you know, and I guess the one thing that's it's frustrating to me is health care. Really, you know, the politicians have just been playing health, you know, politics with our health care. You know, rather than sitting down and trying to move forward, you know, we heard it, I attended the governor's debate last night, you know, there's a clear difference there too, but it's, you know, it's more of a fear of trying to, you know, to get people to vote for you rather than really agreeing to sit down and work on it. And that, until we take that out, to politics out of it, you know, we're going to be fighting this battle back and forth, you know, and in our costs have been going up, they've been going up for a long time. They've been going up before the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, we really need to sit down and try and take the politics out of it. And hopefully we get past this election. Hopefully we can do that, you know, rather than it's a complicated issue. There's no doubt about it. But until we take some steps forward, we'll be fighting this battle forever. And then the consumers, and especially the farmers in the individual marketplace, they're the ones that are getting hammered. And, you know, and the small business owners, too. So as you're trying to struggle on the farm just to cash flow, and you got the pressure from the tariffs driving the soybean prices down a couple dollars a bushel approximately, and the healthcare costs are just not sustainable anymore. And that, you know, we need to work together to try and get that solved.
And Gary, I guess before we go, we should mention too, before you know it, convention time is going to be here, right?
Yeah, with the Farmers Union, our annual convention's coming up the weekend before Thanksgiving, and that's where, you know, we're Farmers Union, we're a very grassroots organization. We've held our county conventions, and policy resolutions come forward from the county conventions, and they go forward to the state, and we debate them at the state, and that's what becomes our policy. So we're very, very much driven from the bottom up, which is strong. You know, sometimes, also Farmers Union, we really represent all sizes of farmers and types of farmers. So sometimes it creates some interesting debate at the convention, but that's all good. We're stronger because of that, and gives us a lot of credibility as we work at the state and the national level that we do represent all types of farmers.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us here on Chasm Radio. Gary, we always appreciate your time. Have hopefully a good day here as we hope things dry out, I suppose, back at home too. You guys still got stuff in the field yet?
Yeah, there's a lot. I know we had a heavy rain again last night as I was leaving, left home and coming in. There's water standing all over, so it's going to be at a standstill for who knows how long, another week probably. But we're at the only positive of talking to a few farmers, and they said, well, at least it's the beginning of October instead of the end of October, so I guess you got to be positive for that. But yeah, soils are pretty saturated.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, we appreciate it once again. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thank you, Joe.
Alrighty, Gary Werdish joining us here, Minnesota Farmers Union President here on Chasm Radio and Noontime News.